yeah, oh yeah, can I get a oh yeah, oh yeah, can I get a...
You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
So I know the topic is we're using podcasts to make deals, but all of that stuff is foundational, because if you don't know that stuff, it's going to be very difficult for you to make the type of deals that are going to give you, that are going to yield the impact that you want. So talk about some of the lessons. I heard you mention one of them. Sometimes you've had to return money because it just didn't work out. Talk about that process, because that's not easy to admit that something didn't work. And it's also not easy to admit that it was because of you, like taking that accountability.
Sure. Man, that's hard. It's hard because for me, I want to be liked. I want to be validated. I want to feel important. I want to feel like I'm making a difference and such. And people have trusted me with their money. Hey, go do this. And sometimes it doesn't work. Like sometimes in business, things don't work, right? Like I had an idea. I thought it was good. It depended on a few variables. And then life happened and it didn't work. So I can either hide, right? There's a temptation where like, hopefully they never talk to me again. And, you know, like I can scoot by, but like, this is a small world. The podcast world is a small world, even though there's millions of podcasters or whatever. I don't want to be known as a guy who doesn't show up, doesn't admit that he's wrong. Like I've had people that I've had to return money back and they go, hey, cool. Let me know when you're on to the next one. Cause I built trust, you know, like maybe that was a $6,000 gig. Next time I bring a $10,000, they'll be careful, but they'll be open to it. Like they even said, hey, when you're ready for the next one, let us know. I built trust and I try to do that. And I've made mistakes and I try to make them right, but I'm always moving forward. So other actionable things, man, have a plan. Like try to create a plan. That's hard for me. So like the process of writing it out, hiring a consultant, having them take a look at it, having them take a look at your processes and your deliverables. A lot of times as for a visionary, if you just go through that process, you'll go, man, that can make me money, but I don't want to do that. So then scrap it. Do something that you're going to actually enjoy, because that's what you're going to be passionate about. That's what you're going to sell. You know, like find out the kind of people. This is a big one. This is probably, so know yourself. That's number one. But then know the kind of people that you want to work with. Like having that clear picture, not who's willing to pay, but who do you actually want to be with? Because you're going to spend a lot of times working with your clients, especially if you're doing higher ticket item stuff. So like you might as well work with the people that you enjoy doing, whether it's a philanthropy, whether it's a CEO or a leadership team, whether it's an impact group or an investment group or whatever the case may be. Find out the people that you jam well with. Hang out with them. Find a way to serve them. Those are a few.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.